KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
In high school volleyball action last night, Tri-Center defeated Riverside 3-0. It was Abraham Lincoln topping Trainer 3-0. Fremont Mills outlasting Nishnabotna 3-2. IKM Manning a 3-game sweep over West Harrison. Logan Magnolia took 3 straight from Charter Oak Ute. It was Stanton downing Clarinda Academy 3-0. Van Meter over Ankeny Christian Academy 3-1. Villisca beat East Mills 3-0. Woodbine over West Monona 3-0. Corning over Martinsdale St. Mary's 3-1. Nottoway Valley beat Pleasantville 3-0. Also at the Perry Invitational last night, it was Arweva over Carlisle 2-1. Arweva beat Coon Rapids Bayard 2-0. Arweva downing Earlham 2-1. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Carlisle 2-0. Des Moines Christian topping Coon Rapids Bayard 2-1. And Des Moines Christian over Arweva 2-0. Well, high school football tonight sends it into week 3, which means district play gets underway for some schools around the region. In Class 3A District 1, Atlantic will open up district play tonight on the road. The Trojans will have to go back-to-back on the road for the second week to play at Winterset tonight. The Huskies defeated Atlantic 41-7 last year. They had their number on the ground as Brennan Caldenberg ran for over 170 yards to help the Huskies post the victory last year over Atlantic. Caldenberg's friends, though, all graduated. A lot of their seniors from last year's team all gone. They're still, though, according to Coach Tim Duff, going to run the ball a lot in the game tonight.
They're going to establish a run. They're going to run, fullback, belly inside. They're going to hit you with lead, counter, and some option and some toss. And that's what they're going to do, I think, in their second game. You know, last week they lost a close one to Carlisle, 27-20. They only threw the ball 13 times. And so they're going to line up and run it. And week one, they lost a close game to Norwalk, 7-6. Just a missed extra point at the end of the game to keep that from going to overtime. So, and in that game, they threw it about a dozen times. So they're going to line up and run the ball.
Yes, they will. And we'll hear more from Coach Tim Duff because he's going to talk more a little bit later on this afternoon at 4:45 on Trojan Preview. You'll also hear from the coach in our pregame show. You'll also hear from Coach Zach Sweeney of Winterset during our pregame show this evening as well. Join us for high school football tonight. 6:15 is who's going to win. At 6:45 is when the pregame show gets things underway. Chris Parks and Brett Johnson will have the call for you tonight. And then also we'll kick it off at 7:30 tonight. That's Atlantic at Winterset. You can listen live here on KJAN or anywhere in the world for that matter. As long as you have a computer or a smartphone, you can listen live at KJAN.com. That's Atlantic at Winterset tonight. Also in District 1 play, Lewis Central plays at Creston tonight. Carroll hosting Red Oak while Harlan travels to Glenwood this evening. In Class 3A District 2, Denison opens district play at home against MOC Floyd Valley. In Class 2A District 2, Kemper Catholic is at East Sac County tonight while Missouri Valley travels to Otobolt Arthur Battle Creek Ada Grove. In Class 2A District 8, it's Clarinda on the road at Clark and Shenandoah driving over to Truro to play I-35 tonight. In Class 1A District 1, Ridgeview is at IKM Manning. In District 7 of 1A, Nottoway Valley plays at West Central Valley while Pleasantville is at Panorama. In Class 1A District 8 tonight, Tri-Center is at Griswold in what promises to be a pretty good matchup. Both those teams 2-0. Underwood also playing at Trainer tonight. Audubon will host Logan Magnolia while St. Albert is at home to Clarinda Miranda Academy. In Class A, District 7 this evening, Guthrie Center on the road at West Harrison. That's non-district play. Also in non-district action, in Class A, District 8, it's Bedford at Southeast Warren, AHST at Van Meter. Corning plays at Madrid. It's Earlham at Riverside, and Exira EHK at Martinsdale St. Mary's. In eight-man football tonight, District 6, Cam goes to Mormon Trail. Adair Casey will host East Union. Murray is at Lennox, and Lamoni at Ankeny Christian. In District 7, Arweva is at Coon Rapids Bayard, Boyer Valley hosting East Green, and Woodbine is on the road at Glidden-Ralston. And in District 8 tonight, it'll be East Mills at Stanton, a couple of 2-0 teams tangling. Also, Nishnabotna at Fremont Mills, Essex is at Villisca, and Sydney will host South Page in high school football action tonight. Well, about the only thing Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes hasn't done during his brief but promising stint is beat Iowa, or even come close to doing so. The Cyclones have been utterly outclassed in their last two meetings against the Hawkeyes, who visit Iowa State on Saturday. Iowa State committed six turnovers in a 35-3 loss at home in 2009. Last year, Iowa pushed the Cyclones around in Kinnick Stadium during a 35-7 rout that was even worse than the final score indicated. Rhodes says the Cyclones can't be manhandled at the line of scrimmage if they hope to snap their losing skid to the Hawkeyes. Iowa State slipped past Northern Iowa 20-19 in the opener, while Iowa trounced Tennessee Tech 34-7 last week. We'll have that Iowa-Iowa State matchup for you tomorrow here on the radio. Game time is just after 11 o'clock. Pregame is on at 9 in the morning tomorrow. Oklahoma State just seems to have Arizona's number. Brandon Whedon connected with Justin Blackman on two short touchdown tosses. Joseph Randall ran for two scores, and number 9 Oklahoma State used an early burst of offense to beat Arizona 37-14 in a rematch of last year's Alamo Bowl. The 2-0 Cowboys scored in their first three drives to open up a 21-0 lead in the first 16.5 minutes and then put it away with two scores midway through the second half. Randall had 121 yards rushing and 9 catches for 99 yards. Blackman had 128 yards on 12 receptions, extending his NCAA record streak to 14 straight games with at least 100 yards receiving. Whedon finished with 397 yards passing for the Cowboys. Records released by Ohio State University say three football players suspended for the opening game against Akron violated NCAA rules by taking $200 at a Cleveland charity event earlier this year. The players, running back Jordan Hall, defensive back Corey Brown, and defensive back Travis Howard, were identified as having improperly received the money during a joint Ohio State NCAA investigation on August 31st. A person familiar with the situation tells the AP that Russell Shepard will be eligible to return for second-ranked LSU's fourth game of the season at West Virginia. The starting wide receiver was suspended indefinitely before the Tigers' season opener against Oregon for breaking an NCAA rule that bars discussing ongoing investigations with teammates. The university applied for Shepard's reinstatement soon after he was suspended, but it wasn't clear how many games he would have to miss until the NCAA decided this week on the length of his absence. Well, in a game where the offense was king, it was a goal line stop on the final play that gave the Super Bowl champion Green Bay Packers a crowd-pleasing 42-34 opening night victory over New Orleans in the matchup of the past two NFL champions at Lambeau Field. The Saints had marched from their own 20 to the Packers' one-yard line, needing a touchdown and a two-point conversion to tie. Drew Brees handed off to rookie Mark Ingram, the Heisman Trophy winner from Alabama, but he was stopped well short of the end zone, and that preserved the Packers' fifth straight opening game victory. Until the goal line stop, it was a night for both of the offenses, as Aaron Rodgers threw for 312 yards and three scores. Brees threw for 419 yards and three touchdowns, including a late touchdown to Jimmy Graham that cut the lead to 8 with 2:15 left. It was the first game in NFL history in which both QBs threw for more than 300 yards, had three touchdowns each, and didn't throw an interception. There was even some dazzling special teams play as Packers rookie Randall Cobb caught a touchdown from Rodgers and ran a kickoff back 108 yards for a score in the third quarter. That ties an NFL record for the longest kickoff return in history. Not to be outdone, the Saints' Darren Sproles returned a punt 72 yards for a touchdown. The Indianapolis Colts say franchise quarterback Peyton Manning had another neck surgery yesterday, and there's no timetable for his return. Manning had the procedure after undergoing more diagnostic tests and consulting with doctors earlier this week. The team did not provide details, but says it will keep the four-time league MVP on the active roster for now. It's Manning's third surgery in the past 19 months. He had not fully recovered from a May 23rd procedure to fix a nerve in his neck. Manning had already been ruled out of Sunday's season opener at Houston, ending a streak of 227 consecutive starts, including the playoffs. That's the second longest in league history for quarterbacks. Two-time Pro Bowl running back Larry Johnson has re-signed with the Miami Dolphins 5 days after they cut him. Johnson originally joined the Fish on August 23rd and scored on a 22-yard run in their final exhibition game. It was his first TD since 2008 with Kansas City. Johnson sat out most of last season after his career was derailed by a series of off-the-field missteps. Newcomer Reggie Bush will start at running back in Miami's season opener Monday against New England. Also, Monday Night Football will stay on ESPN through the 2021 season. The two sides agreed on an 8-year contract extension. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business, and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
In baseball, Robert Andino singled home the winning run in the 10th inning after tying it in the 8th, and the Baltimore Orioles rallied to beat the New York Yankees 5-4. Elsewhere in the AL, the Yanks lead in the AL East is still 2.5 games because Toronto beat Boston 7-4. Also, it was the White Sox 8-1 over Cleveland, and Seattle beat Kansas City 4-1. In the National League, Chipper Jones looked real comfortable, batting second, hitting a double and a homer, helping the Braves snap a 3-game skid with a 6-5 win over the Mets in the first game of a doubleheader. The Braves finished the doubleheader sweep with a 5-1 win in Game 2. Arizona's opened up a 7.5-game lead in the National League West after beating San Diego 4-1. The Philadelphia Phillies scored 6 runs in the 6th inning after 2 were out to bounce Milwaukee 7-2. And Tony Gwynn hit a tie-breaking double in the 9th inning as the Dodgers beat the Nationals 7-4 in the first game of a doubleheader. The second game was rained out and will only be played if it has a bearing on the playoff races. Well, Serena Williams is 2 wins away from a 4th U.S. Open title after beating number 17 seed Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova in the rain-delayed quarterfinal yesterday. The American star is seeded 28th after missing nearly a year while dealing with health issues. Top-seeded Caroline Wozniacki defeated 10th-seeded Andrea Petkovic has set up a semifinal match against Williams. Angelique Kerber is in the semis of the U.S. Open after never previously making it past the third round of a slam, as she won yesterday. Ninth-seeded Samantha Stosur of Australia upset second-seeded Vera Zanareva of Russia to reach her first U.S. Open semi. Two Americans made it through to the men's quarterfinals as Andy Roddick upset 5th-seeded David Ferrer of Spain. The 21st seed is the last American man to win the last year's Grand Slam title, having hoisted the trophy in 2003. Also 28th-seeded John Isner ousted the 12th seed, Gilles Simon of France. Top-seeded Novak Djokovic advanced to the U.S. Open semis when his opponent, Janko Tipsarevic, retired with an injured left hamstring while trailing in the fourth set. Djokovic next will play 5-time U.S. Open champion Roger Federer on Saturday as he beat 11th-seeded Joe Wilfried Tsonga in a quarterfinal interrupted by rain for about an hour and a half in the first set. Federer reached the semis at Flushing Meadows for the 8th consecutive year. Defending men's champion Rafael Nadal completed his rain-delayed fourth-round match 2 days after it was originally scheduled to begin, moving into the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open with a straight sets victory. Fourth-seeded Andy Murray of Great Britain moved into the quarterfinals as he beat unseeded American Donald Young in straight sets. And also, the U.S. Open is delaying its men's final until Monday for the 4th consecutive year. The U.S. Tennis Association announced yesterday that because of rain this week, the men's championship match will be Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 24 hours later than originally planned. The women's final was shifted from Saturday night to Sunday at 4 p.m. The men's semifinals will stay in their usual spots Saturday, but now the finalists will get Sunday off. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.